USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says Americans need to adhere to state and local guidance about slowing the spread of COVID-19 as cases continue to spike across the country. Speaking in Phoenix, the Vice President is making a plea for younger people to slow the spread as they're getting more and more infected.
We want to remind our young people, as you see it is put into place, you hear about the call for common sense, personal hygiene, and the wearing of masks, that this is about protecting our most vulnerable.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says one key proposal will be in the next coronavirus relief bill if one is put forward.
It will have liability protections in it for doctors, for hospitals, for nurses, for businesses, for universities, for colleges.
The Kentucky Republican on Fox News also says unless a place intentionally hurts someone, they won't get hit with a lawsuit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new GPS satellite rocketed into orbit on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
SpaceX has launched the U.S. Space Force's third next-generation navigation satellite for the Global Positioning System from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The Falcon 9 rocket, which is owned by Elon Musk, blasted into partly cloudy skies. The first stage booster landed successfully on a SpaceX ship. The launch had been delayed for 15 minutes due to strong high-altitude winds that could have knocked the rocket off course. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Senate on Tuesday cleared legislation to extend the deadline for businesses to apply for coronavirus aid under the Paycheck Protection Program. The bill passed in the Senate by a unanimous consent vote and now extends the loan program through August 8th. There's approximately $130 billion of money left in that program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Minor League Baseball officially canceled its season for the first time in the 120-year history of the organization due to the outbreak of the coronavirus. The announcement, which was expected by many baseball observers, came in a tweet on Tuesday. Major League Baseball is set to begin their 60-game season on July 24th, and Cincinnati Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer is all set to go.
I want to get out there and compete. I think all of us want to get out there and compete and, you know, provide entertainment for fans and do the thing that we love to do. The vast majority of players still play this game for the love of it, regardless of what people may seem or what it might seem like on social media or what people may say. So
yeah.
We've all been missing it. We want to get out there. The league and the organizations and everything has put together a really strong safety protocol for us to protect us as best as possible.
Bauer also tells Fox News one of the keys for Major League Baseball is to remain flexible during the coronavirus pandemic.
We're going to have to be adaptable. We know that. The health and safety protocols have, like you said, they've changed quite a bit in the negotiations over the past couple months as the landscape has changed. I mean, I think as early as like a week ago, everything seemed to be dying down, you know, quite a bit. And then there's news of a couple outbreaks at spring training facilities and then had to add in some more principles there. So it's clear that the league is monitoring it very closely. And adjusting in real time.
Many players are reporting to their teams on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.